When one thinks of Alfred Hitchcock, one thinks of suspense, fear, high emotion, and comedy. Well, this is the case of The 39 Steps, a spoof of the original movie, being presented at Falcon Theater September 27th through October the 12th. And joining me in the studio is the leading man of the show, Ryan Poole. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What drew you to this project?
The 39 Steps is an actor's dream. This is a cast of four, three of whom play all sorts of zany characters with crazy accents and insane goals that they want to achieve. This is a real bucket lister for a lot of actors, and this was an opportunity I just couldn't pass up.
Your castmates include Elizabeth Chin Malloy, who plays three, count them, three romantic entanglements for you.
That's right. This is a sweeping spy story, and Elizabeth gets to play three sort of femme fatale characters along the vein of a lot of other Alfred Hitchcock movies. Think like the classic Rosalind Russell-Cary Grant relationship.
And then there are two other actors, Eileen Ernst and Ben Jacobs, and they play everybody else.
They run the gamut. Think sort of a spy thriller mystery meets Monty Python. These guys get to do all sorts of British area accents, crazy zany characters from scary professors to Irish farmers and milkmaids to cops and everything in between.
Now, it's pretty faithful to the original story, but it has fun with it.
This was originally written in 1914 as the first mystery spy novel of its kind, the granddaddy of them all. Alfred Hitchcock, of course, sweeps it up in the 30s, and we get to play on stage with it, and it's not entirely faithful to the original version, but boy, is it fun. And these elements of comedy and farce are just second to none in theater.
And it irreverently pokes fun at the movie itself and makes references to it.
And many others, too. That's the fun of this show, is not only are we talking about references from the original 39 Steps movie, you're going to hear things from Psycho, The Birds, North by Northwest, Rear Window. Audiences that know anything about the master of suspense will key into those references and have a great time with them.
And of course, you add into all of that the hundreds of quick changes that some of your castmates have to do.
Many of which are done right on stage. This is a unique opportunity for an actor to perform multiple characters, sometimes in the same line of dialogue. And more often than not, that's achieved by switching a jacket or a hat, changing an accent, that sort of thing, changing one's body position. Audiences are going to get a taste of just what goes into creating those characters, and they'll transform right before your eyes.
Now, the production is directed by Griff Bloodworth. When you all got together the first time, did you all find you all were Hitchcock fans and were like, oh, I know what this is and I know what that is?
Absolutely. From the first time we all got together at the very first table read, we all sat down, read through the entire length of the script without stopping, and we couldn't help ourselves but stop and laugh at all the references that come up. And more particularly, these actors are so talented, and Griff's vision is second to none. We entertained one another with just the choices we were making in the terms of the read and the ideas we were coming up with, just sitting down, the five of us, and chatting about what this was going to look like. It's just going to be a blast.
Of course, with a show like this, with all sorts of source material to work from, do you all find yourself hitting YouTube to look at a particular scene or talk about, you know, some of the background information each of you knows about the show?
We do. Dramaturgs are famous for doing all sorts of research into where stories come from on the stage. And actors are no different. Part of discovering the character for the actor is finding what motivates that character, what objectives they want to obtain. We talk about where these characters have been, the scene before, if there was a scene before. We imagine what their circles of influence might be, how they might have grown up. So all of that sort of research is done in large part for us through the novel and through Hitchcock's work.
Now, you're performing at the Falcon Theater on Monmouth Street over in Newport, which is a very intimate theater. How has it been with rehearsals? Are you finding opportunities perhaps to engage the audience? Is this going to be something that you're going to include?
Yeah, definitely. Because of the space, as you say, quite intimate, it sort of lends itself to this production because the design of it is such that the set pieces, the costumes are all quite minimalist. We use a couple of chairs, a few trunks, and position those such to indicate a train, an automobile. A lot of different set pieces are just created in a minimalist fashion, and we engage the audience more to invest more of their imagination into the space. And then there will be times where the actors are so close to the audience as to engage them with certain lines and will tease out to them breaking the fourth wall with certain references to those other Hitchcock films to try and get a laugh that way. So yeah, the intimacy of the venue certainly contributes to the show.
Now, this is the kickoff for the 30th anniversary season for Falcon, and it is actually a revival of a production they did back in 2012. Is anyone in the current production someone who is involved in the 2012 production?
Yes. Elizabeth Molloy is back to reprise her role as the three femme fatale, and everyone else is brand new to this production. So it was such a success that they had to bring it back, and the 30th anniversary season is really special, of course.
Will we be seeing you in any of the productions the rest of the season?
Yes. I get the opportunity to play in the show after this. It's called Marjorie Prime. It's about the connection between technology and human intelligence and where those lines cross and blur. Imagine seeing the show Black Mirror on Netflix on the stage. This show asks questions about how humans interact with technology, if there are any lines to be crossed, when do we pull back, and the impact that can have on real people.
We should also mention the rest of the season will include Blues for an Alabama Sky, The Agitators, and Silent Sky. Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Ryan Poole, one of the actors from Falcon Theater's upcoming production of The 39 Steps, running September 27th through October the 12th. For more information on The 39 Steps and the rest of Falcon's 30th anniversary season, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Ryan, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Jim.
This is Jim Stump.